Now we'd like to switch gears and talk a little bit about staying healthy and what that means in this country. You might have had an opportunity to catch some of the stories from NPR's Sick in America series. NPR partnered with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health to interview more than 1,500 adults to find out what it's like to be sick in America and to find out whether attitudes about health care differ between people who have been sick recently and those who have not. Now, last week we talked about some of the challenges faced by minorities in particular. This week we wanted to dig further into one of those groups, Hispanic people, because the answers of Hispanic respondents really stood out on a number of questions about the cost of care and the quality of care compared to both whites and blacks. NPR science correspondent Richard Knox is back with us to tell us more about this. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Michelle.
Now, first, let me say, in our conversation last week, you talked about the fact that the survey found that overall, people of whatever background, if they'd been sick, had a different response to the healthcare system than people who had not. But even saying that, there are areas in which the answers of Hispanic respondents stood out. Can you give us an example or a couple of examples?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, about this poll, I think it's really unusual to have a poll that does zero in on people who've had recent experience with serious illness. So that's important to keep in mind. These are people who've been in hospital in the past year or people who've had a lot of medical care in the past year. And there were more concerns about the quality of care among Hispanics that I don't think we've appreciated very much from previous data. Contrary to the widespread perception, perhaps, that blacks are the worst off when it comes to quality of care, twice as many Hispanics, almost, with recent illness, say that their care was poorly managed than people, white people who've been sick recently. 42% of Hispanics say that that they had poorly managed care if they'd been sick, 23% of whites.
And Hispanics are more likely to say that they had to wait for test results compared to whites or blacks. Twice as many Hispanics say they were treated poorly because they're uninsured. So I wanted to ask, what about the insurance question? 31% of Hispanics, according to the Alliance for Hispanic Health, are uninsured. Do you think that that the access to insurance is driving these answers?
It's certainly a factor. As you say, 31% of Hispanics lack insurance. That's higher than any other group. It's 21% of blacks, 12% of non-Hispanic whites. Nearly half of Hispanics are eligible for Medicaid or are on Medicaid. That's higher than any other U.S. racial or ethnic group. So, I think that we can be sure from not only our figures but others that that's a big problem for Hispanics and maybe bigger than many people appreciate. Among Hispanics with recent serious illness, one in four say that they weren't treated as well as they'd like because of their health insurance situation. We might call it insurance discrimination. That's almost twice as many as recently sick white people.
We're talking about Hispanics and health care and what it's like to be sick in America. We're joined by NPR health and science correspondent Richard Knox. He recently helped report a series of stories about this. And we're digging in, particularly focusing on the responses of Hispanics, because they stood out compared to whites and African-Americans in the survey. So 42% of Hispanics with recent illnesses said paying medical bills out of their own pocket is a very serious problem. How were most of these respondents paying for their care?
We don't really know. I mean, we didn't ask that kind of question of them. We were asking a whole lot of questions, so
sure.
You know, you can't ask everything you'd like to. But we do know that, you know, yes, as you say, 42% say that what they have to pay out of their own pockets for medical care is a very serious problem, and that's more than twice the percentage of whites who say so, and 8 points higher than African Americans who say so. And, you know, again, that's a really serious problem. If they have insurance, they're more likely to work for small businesses that offer lousy coverage. So they may have big holes in their insurance coverage, which means they have more copayments. They may have a high deductible that they have to pay before they get care. You know, these are real barriers to care, even among those who are insured.
What about programs like Medicaid, which is a government program which pays for care for people who are lower income, as opposed to Medicare, which is for seniors? But what about programs like Medicaid?
Well, Hispanics, again, top the list of Americans who are either in Medicaid already or are eligible for Medicaid because they have low incomes but aren't yet signed up. And I think that is a whole other area that we didn't get at the poll but deserves further looks because, you know, it looks as though more Hispanics could be in Medicaid but aren't signed up, and we have to know why that is. I mean, that probably is a whole series of things having to do with education and language barriers and other reasons why they aren't in Medicaid. But even apart from that, you know, a high proportion are in Medicaid. Those who are actually among the luckier Americans who are Hispanic, because in many states, Medicaid does give them access to care. May not be as great as people who are well insured, but it's certainly better than people who don't have insurance.
Mm. What else would you like to know? Are there questions that you would like to have been able to sort of dig more deeply into? I mean, obviously, you always have to make choices when you're conducting a survey because, you know, people get impatient, you know, they get tired of answering questions. But are there areas that you think would really be important to dig into, particularly trying to sort of factor in, you know, the state of the country's health, you know, overall?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that these numbers just point to a big problem that really hasn't had a lot of attention, I think. First of all, a lot of polls haven't even asked the questions of people with recent illness, so I think it's been kind of masked because the questions typically are just of everybody, whether they've been sick or not, and that kind of dilutes the response of people who've had recent contact with the system. So this is telling us that we really need to drill deeper and find why so many Hispanics feel that they're not getting good quality care and that they're suffering really hard, you know, a lot of hardship that beyond what people have experienced. So, you know, as the researchers always say, we need more research.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to know a lot more in fine-grained detail about not just things like, you know, did you have to wait for a test result, or, you know, did you think you got high technology care.
Yeah, or that you didn't get access to the latest technology. Hispanics were much more likely to say that they didn't get access to the latest technology. 29% of Hispanics compared to 12% of whites and 13% of blacks. You know, Richard, before we let you go, we have about a minute left. One of the issues that we talked about in our conversation last week, and if people missed that, they can always catch up by going to npr.org. And is the whole question of the, you know, whether cultural gaps or communication gaps contribute to the overall dissatisfaction with healthcare. And I just wonder, do you think that could be part of it? Is it just a feeling of not understanding what's going on, or cultural gaps or something like that? Do you think that's a contributing factor here?
Oh, I think so. I mean, when we ask overall about that lack of cultural understanding, 46% of Americans of all kinds said that was a problem. 30% of people hadn't been recently sick. And, you know, the medical system's hard enough to navigate no matter what your culture, no matter how educated you are. A lot of people tell us that they have enormous problems sort of finding their needs and being met. You have to think that people who have, you know, other kinds of culture issues have special reasons, special needs from the healthcare system that just aren't being met.
Richard Knox is a health and science correspondent at NPR. He was kind enough to join us from his office in Boston, Massachusetts. Richard Knox, thanks so much for speaking with us again.
Anytime, Michelle.